Hello everyone, I'm George Martin. Well, this is about the Labour Party in the United Kingdom close to civil war. So we can see that there's more than muttering in the ranks. There was that big Labour rebellion. Goodness, when was it? Earlier this year, forcing U-turns. So Labour was merely trying to slow the rate at which public spending grows. They didn't even manage to do that, far from even reducing it. And there are a lot of difficult decisions been made ahead of the October budget, and so they may well have to be tax rises. They're priming for that. Frankly, I think there are going to be tax rises, and how high are they going to be? They don't want them to fall on low income people, on middle income people, probably fall on high income people. Very wealthy people can leave the country, take their wealth with them. It's already happened. The other thing is, some of them are Labour voters because there's been class realignment. It's not the case that if you wear a boiler suit to work, you always vote Labour, and if you keep your jacket on at work, that you vote Conservative. So some of these people will be middle class, even upper middle class Labour voters, and they're not going to be happy about it. If they really want to pay more tax, they can simply send a check to His Majesty's Treasury. So Labour's in trouble, and that's why Andy Burnham, the mayor of Greater Manchester, he's openly challenging for the leadership. He said it in public, on the record, in the media, that he wants to be a leader of the Labour Party. And that is how low Sir Keir Starmer's stock has fallen. I sometimes pinch myself to remember Labour's only been in office for 1 year and 2 months and has a massive majority, the second biggest parliamentary majority since the national government of the 1930s. And that was a strange situation that I won't go into. But so in the post-war era, only 1997, Blair's majority was higher. And obviously Blair, just over a year in, was at the height of his powers, just walked on water, stratospherically high approval ratings for him and indeed for the Labour Party. And now Labour's been well behind Reform UK for at least 6 months, and like not 1 or 2 points in some polls, like over 5 percentage points behind. Remember, Labour consistently underperforms in the elections compared to where they were in the opinion polls. So it's very dismal reading for Labour. And if this is how badly they're doing after only a year in office with a massive majority, think what it'd be like right before the next election, or if they squeak through the next election with a tiny majority. So it's grim reading. And obviously, Burnham, he's got a lot of political nous. He's been a full-time public representative since 2001. If memory serves, and even worked for Labour MPs before that. So, like, for about 30 years, he's been in politics either directly or indirectly. So, he knows what he's doing. He's been in public life longer than Sir Keir Starmer, who only became an MP, if I got this right, was it 2017? Maybe it was 2015. I had a full career first. So, Andy Burnham's obviously one of the biggest beasts in the Labour Party, mayor of is it the third biggest city in the United Kingdom? Wow. And he's been highly successful, re-elected thrice. Methinks Sadiq Khan, likewise, three times the mayor of London, not the Lord Mayor of London, Dick Whittington, who was also four times, but three times according to the legend. And would he go for a fourth? I mean, it already beat his record. Three is a record as it is. There've only been three mayors of London ever. He is also openly castigating Sir Keir Starmer, tearing strips out of them. So and Burnham has set out his program, which is really a left-wing wish list, completely uncosted, wholesale changes. So severe taxes on the affluent to renationalize utilities. They're going to borrow more money to spend on affordable housing, to get rid of the two-child benefit limit. And this is all very popular with members of the Labour Party. Now, some of the MPs are less sanguine, realize it's just unaffordable. So these leftist fairy tales, they would get him elected. And Starmer, how do you fight back against it? You have to say it's just we just can't do it, just to have enough money, which is the truth. I mean, obviously, the tax on wealthy people, well, then you maybe would afford some of this, but then you're slightly killing the goose that lays the golden egg. Sadiq Khan, he's attacked Starmer from the left. He demanded the recognition of Gaza, of Palestine some time ago. He recognized that what's happening in Gaza is genocide. Sir Keir Starmer hasn't said that, though he has heavily criticized the state of Israel for what it's doing. What he's done is having free school meals for children in primary school, Sadiq Khan, which he controls in London. I don't think secondary school. He's extended the ultra low emission zone, which pleases the environmental wing of the Labour Party, steals a march on the Greens, and so on. Obviously, Starmer doesn't like this. So Starmer doesn't have to just think of his internal electorate, the Labour Party. He's got to think of the broad mass. Now he realizes this would be fiscally risky, this would undermine the economy, some of these things like that, and saying that Burnham would be like a Labour Liz Truss. And Sir Starmer says, we've got to stick to our fiscal rules. Well, they've already broken that. We need to have party discipline. And that's true that divided parties don't win elections. And this went so badly wrong for the Conservative and Unionist Party in the last years in government. You know, when Johnson gave way to Liz Truss, to Rishi Sunak, and then it became too much of a psychodrama. So Burnham, we've got to hand him this for candor. He's been very open about his leadership ambitions. Now, the one thing that's sort of saving Starmer at the moment is that neither Andy Burnham nor Sadiq Khan are MPs. And it's no small task. First of all, get selected by a safe Labour seat. And they're not that many truly safe Labour seats because obviously Reform UK is a major challenge. As long as Reform UK wouldn't take the seat, but they might take away some votes from Labour, such as the Liberal Democrats or even the Conservatives take it. Now, admittedly, Reform UK is weak in London and weak in Manchester. So if either Sadiq Khan or Burnham stood in his bailiwick, either one of those would probably win. Goodness. Now, there has been some pushback, some Labour MPs briefing against Andy Burnham, saying this is deeply unhelpful, this is just vanity, and you are wrecking the party. We can't have this. It's just handing ammunition to our opponents, to the Conservative Party, and indeed to Reform UK. So this is all very bad news for Labour. What's it going to be like in 2026? I would think worse, 2027 the worst, partly 2026. The SNP are on pace to retain the Scottish Parliament narrowly, probably a majority, probably a plurality of members of the Scottish Parliament will be that, have to form some sort of coalition and or confidence and supply arrangement with the Liberal Democrats, Greens, we'll see, maybe even Labour. And likewise in Wales, looks like Labour will lose there for the first time in a century. Labour have won everything in the principality, Parliament, Welsh parliamentary elections, Westminster elections, European elections when they had them, and local elections. So that would be terrible. He's an iron man, just like the Baroness, who withstands it all. Ah, like Maggie Thatcher, I think not. He has that same sense of total belief in this way. Nothing sways him. No, Will Starmer doesn't. He lacks presence. Saying that he'll lead Labour into the forthcoming Westminster election. Well, I doubt it. So I don't think he's going to go this year. I've not heard anyone suggest that. 2026, after May, if the results are dreadful, that is a real challenge point. Is not to say he'll necessarily fall. And of course, Burnham and Khan have got to get back into Parliament before this happens. Because if he does fall under a bus, the default setting is it's David Lammy, because he's Deputy Prime Minister. If he was to drop dead, the King has to appoint a Prime Minister now, so you'd appoint the deputy. Would he then be elected actually leader of the Labour Party and substantively Prime Minister? Possibly. I know there's no such post as acting Prime Minister. You're the Prime Minister, you're not. And obviously, Yvette Cooper is there. Shabana Mahmood is now Home Secretary. People talk about Wes Streeting. These are all in Parliament. Angela Rayner could make a comeback. It might even have helped her because she's a victim and Labour's all into the cult of victimhood. So Sadiq Khan and Andy Burnham don't want Starmer to fall too soon because then they must miss out on their big chance. So they would like to a by-election to get either one of them back into Parliament, 2026, 2027, something like that. And then have a new tack. And notably, they're both attacking from the left. There are no votes in attacking from the right. They recognize that. So, yeah, it's really bad that this is happening so early. And the situation is only going to deteriorate from Labour's point of view. And so I was mindful of what Norman Lamont said. Who was I saying this to? Someone commenting here, like being in office but not in power, which he said of his own Conservative Party when John Major was Prime Minister. This is way back in 1993. So yeah, I think Starmer will stagger on, probably survive 2026, might be more difficult 2027. Then he would have got Labour through, half their parliamentary term. And you'd think elections in the summer of 2028, but they might have pushed that back to 2029. We will see. It's not quite a civil war yet. And people say, stop rocking the boat. This is sabotage. We just don't need this. We need to rally around the leader and help us actually achieve, help us deliver. And they're having real difficulty with that. So it just shows there's so much discontent in the Labour Party. There's growing disloyalty. He's deeply uninspiring and he can't even control his party, can't even slap it down. And there's a gift to the Conservatives can keep publicly attacking him, humiliating him about how feeble he is. Right. Thanks for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. But any PayPal, georgekind79@gmail.com. Goodbye.